This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer served in the newly created Space Force until recently. He was relieved from his post because he wrote a book denouncing critical race theory and Marxism in the U.S. military. Conservative pundits and politicians have been warning of the influence of critical race theory in education and parts of the federal government. This new book warns that there has been a woke takeover of sections of the military. Those who serve in the military, soldiers, sailors, and even space guardians, take an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution. Lohmeyer says it wasn't his intent to engage in partisan politics, but he wrote the book because of the particular Marxist ideology that he saw being taught. His hope is the Department of Defense will return to being politically nonpartisan in the future. As one commentator asked, did U.S. soldiers die so Marxism can be taught in the military? The firing of this officer has served a useful purpose. It is drawing attention to how woke ideology and critical theory are being introduced into the military. On my radio program, we discussed other examples. For example, the Navy's professional reading program promotes books that portray America as systemically racist. Some go so far as to argue that the U.S. Constitution was drafted in an attempt to perpetuate white supremacy. Leaders in the military haven't said much other than to argue that Lohmeyer was relieved of his duties due to a loss of trust and confidence in his ability to lead. Last month, a group of Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the acting secretary of the U.S. Space Force urging him to immediately reinstate the lieutenant colonel. We should expect the military to defend America, not indoctrinate military personnel with radical Marxist ideas. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.